Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Maybe you'll even learn something today. Now, to start things off, manifest destiny. Or, the U.S.'s way of controlling the rest of North America. Now, what was manifest destiny? Manifest destiny was a term first used by the editor of a newspaper in New York by the name of John L. O'Sullivan on December 27, 1845. Americans at that time believed it was their God-given right to, quote-unquote, bring God, technology, and civilization to the lands in the West. Manifest destiny was more than just a God-given right. It caused death, disease, and destruction throughout the lands that the U.S. tried to conquer. I don't know about you, but I don't think that's going to go over too well with the people living in those lands. But that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about how James Monroe's Monroe Doctrine helped set up Manifest Destiny. And now for a short commercial break. Have you ever wanted to make money without really having to do anything? The answer isn't communism. It's capitalism. This will be the website of your dreams if you want to sell some of your junk but you don't want to get off your couch. It is a free, that's right, free to use website called Your Junk Equals Your Money. All you have to do is make a listing of the item, your price, and whoever wants it can purchase it from you with no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Clean up some of your clutter and get some money for your trouble.
Your junk equals your money is not responsible for any identity theft.
And now, back to our scheduled broadcasting. In case you already didn't know, James Monroe was the fifth president of the United States of America, 22 years before Manifest Destiny was a thing. You might be thinking, if James Monroe's Monroe Doctrine was 22 years before Manifest Destiny, how the heck did it help set it up? It might not seem like it, but the Monroe Doctrine played a pivotal role in helping set up Manifest Destiny. But the Monroe Doctrine was originally created as a joint statement between the U.S. and Great Britain, but Monroe decided to release it on its own without Britain on December 1823. The purpose of the Monroe Doctrine was so that European countries that had lost their colonies in the New World to rebellion because they had decided to follow America and France's lead and rebel against their leaders, was so they couldn't come back to the New World and reclaim them, leaving the land open for American expansion. That's why when American settlers went west, there were no other foreign countries to oppose their expansion. Now that you know about the Monroe Doctrine and Manifest Destiny, you can begin to appreciate James Monroe for what he did and how he helped define the U.S. as we know it today. Thanks for stopping by and listening in. I hope you learned something, and I'll see you again next time.